Track 9, more news stories. And this is one is headlined, Newton Abbott Stars in Historic Podcast. Newton Abbott is the focus of an audio history documentary looking at the life of the British black mixed-race composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor, and it was released last week. The three-part audio series, an interactive digital map, Tracks of a Trailblazer, explores Coleridge Taylor's travels in the heyday of British railways. The series investigates the racial attitudes he may have faced and reveals new research about the visits he made to the nation's concert halls, theatres and chapels before his tragic death at the age of just 37. Coleridge Taylor appeared at Newton Abbott's Alexandra Hall in April 1902, where he conducted a performance of his famous work, Hiawatha's Wedding Feast. The performance celebrated the Silver Jubilee of the Newton Abbott Choral Society. Series co-presenters Dr. Chamian Caballero, director of the Mixed Museum, and Laura Smith, a freelance associate editorial director at the Mixed Museum, visited Newton Abbott in January. They met local historian and museum volunteer Tess Walker and chair of the Newton Abbott and District Musical Comedy Society, Dr. Richard Ward. The podcast reveals that by 1902, Newton Abbott had become a thriving tourist destination as part of the so-called English Riviera. We were fascinated to find out about his extensive rail journeys across Britain, including on the GWR network, and to learn more about the venues he visited and how the people he met on his travels saw him, Chamian explained. The three-part Tracks of a Trailblazer audio series is available on the usual podcast platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Bin It, Don't Block It campaign launched. South West Water is urging people across the region to help stop blocked drains as it launches its Bin It, Don't Block It campaign. The water provider says that in the past year alone, it has cleared over 7,000 avoidable blockages, with three quarters caused by just two things, wet wipes and fats. When flushed or poured away, these combine to form fatbergs, huge solid masses that clog up sewers, lead to flooding and pollution, and cause serious damage to the environment. South West Water say the message is clear. Small habits at home can prevent major blockages. In the bathroom, that means flushing only the three P's, pee, poo and paper, and putting wipes, even those labelled flushable, in the bin. In the kitchen, fats, oils and grease should be left to cool in a container before being binned, with food scraps and coffee grounds also disposed of safely. Many sewers are surprisingly narrow. Some are just 15 centimetres wide. That means it doesn't take much for them to block. Just one wipe or a little fat can start a blockage that grows into something much bigger, leading to flooded homes, damaged streets and polluted rivers. Richard Price, Managing Director of Wastewater Services at South West Water, said, "Blocked sewers cause serious harm, from flooding homes and gardens to polluting rivers, beaches and seas. Every wipe flashed down the loo and every bit of fat poured down the sink can trigger a blockage that disrupts lives and damages the environment. That's why we're asking everyone to take part in our Bin It, Don't Block It campaign. By making simple changes, like putting wipes in the bin and keeping fats out of the sinks, we can protect our environment and reduce the risk of flooding. These small everyday actions really do make a difference, helping to look after the places we all live and care about in the Southwest."
A former care home on the edge of Dartmoor that was due to be turned into holiday lets is to reopen as a retirement facility. Joel and Nicola Buckley and Alistair and Heather Whitmore Pryor completed their purchase of Tracy House in Bovey Tracy. They plan to reopen the property as a residential care home later this year. The new owners are now busy completing the necessary updates to furniture, catering equipment, laundry facilities, fire safety systems and electric checks, and are beginning to recruit a new staff team. They will be holding an open day on November 1st with a view to the first residents moving in before Christmas. The Buckleys already operate two care homes in the area, Tudor Court in Paignton and Fursham Lodge in Brixham. The location is phenomenal, Joel said. You go through the gates and it's just incredibly peaceful. Tracy House on Haytor Road closed in 2023. Its owners at the time, Joe and George Zakareski, had run the 23-bed care home for 40 years. They had initially tried to sell the business as a going concern prior to retiring. With no interest from buyers, the couple tried to carry on, but problems with staff recruitment, sickness issues, and the economic crisis made it too difficult for them to continue. The pair then applied for planning permission to convert the holiday home into holiday lets. However, they met with stiff opposition. Tracy House needed to be a residential care home again, and we are well placed to do that, Joel commented.
Another planning application has been rejected. This time it's an application for several industrial units on land on the outskirts of Ashburton, which has been rejected by planners. Submitted by Ambrison Developments Limited, the application sought permission for 11 industrial units on land off Pitley Road. But Teignbridge District Council refused to grant planning permission, saying the proposal is located on a greenfield site in an unsustainable location. The proposal would have an adverse impact on the rural character of Pitley Lane through the loss of the roadside hedgerow and provision of a large access to the site, the council said in its decision notice. There were several other reasons behind the refusal, namely a lack of further information about the potential ecological impacts. Several objections were lodged against the application. Ashburton Town Council, though, voted to refuse it. According to the design and access statement, the proposed development would have provided flexible spaces capable of meeting the diverse needs of small and medium-sized local enterprises looking for high-quality, affordable premises. It would have required Pitley Road to be improved and widened, which would have been the subject to further detailed design.